This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richmond Center. And always on makes the Civic Media app. Day,
feel like it's your birthday.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. This autumn is barely a month old and it could be the warmest on record in the U.S. It's very dry as well.
77% of the mainland U.S. is abnormally dry and nearly half is officially in a drought. Minneapolis has less than an inch. It usually gets nearly 5 inches by this point in the season. Austin, Texas usually sees nearly 6 inches, but has received less than 1/10 of an inch.
ABC's Rihanna Nelly. Focusing on battleground state, Vice President Harris campaigned in Wisconsin, Michigan, and Pennsylvania, along with Republican Liz Cheney. Former President Trump was in North Carolina. Washington Post polling shows the race continues to be tight in the battleground states with the numbers within the various margins of error. Early voting underway in multiple states. Georgia's Secretary of State on Monday reported a record 1.5 million residents have already cast ballots. This is ABC News. Citing the Supreme Court's doing away with a woman's right to choose, the Biden administration is proposing a new rule to cover the cost of over-the-counter birth control. I'm Richard Cantu, ABC News.
Let's get back to live music from the air. It's really cold. The next song you hear for us tonight is called 1103. Is that a timer?
Saying, I agree with Kamala Harris on 80%, but I was really ticked off about X. And I wanted to send her a message, so I didn't vote, but I voted for Kamala Harris. And then you get Trump, and people are going to say, you can't have a national abortion ban. They have to listen to us. We're the people. It'll be too late. Your vote is powerful. Do not waste it.
It's
Kamala
Harris. Weekdays, noon till 2. Find your local Civic Media radio station. This is your hometown radio. Refreshed. Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
Media News, I'm Derek Fritz, and here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Kamala Harris is
some
taking her message to Republicans and
tonight.
Independent voters
south
in
winds
Wisconsin.
At 5 to 10
the
miles per hour.
An event in
73
Monday
Tuesday.
Night.
A few sprinkles possible in the early morning to early afternoon. For Tuesday night, partly cloudy, a low of 47. Sunny, breezy, and much cooler Wednesday
in
56.
Administrator in
Thursday, 63 with morning sunshine and a 40% chance of light rain. Friday, decreasing clouds, breezy and cooler.
Including
high of
theft, money laundering, forgery, and misconduct of office. He's accused of taking over $90,000 through his position as superintendent and not completing university classes for which he was given over $200,000. Johnson stepped down from his Chippewa Falls HR position earlier this year. I'm James Kelly.
And that's what you need to know. I'm Derek Tritz, and this is Civic
How
Media
do
News.
You know when
the Packers win a thriller. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers with a 24-22 win over the Houston Texans Sunday thanks to a 45-yard field goal from the kicker, 32-year-old Brandon McManus.
It's exciting. Trying to call me uncle and dad already, but I'm super excited to be here. I'm going to this team win my first game here at Lambeau Field.
These memories forever locked up in my heart. Why can't I just relive the sweet words on repeat?
football, the Badgers were able to strip sack Wildcats quarterback Jake Locke on their 23-3 win at Northwestern.
That's the key element to what we're starting to see from this group, is we're able to take advantage of some of these opportunities that are presented to us.
Where do you go when
you
die?
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Hockey meteorologist Rodney Price, partly mostly cloudy in the overnight with south winds, temperatures in the lower 50s at daybreak. On Tuesday, just a couple of showers, especially the first half of the day. Clouds giving way to some clearing. High temperatures will warm to the middle 70s, currently 52 degrees.
Jane Matt and Aaron Greg Bob.
Coming up on the show, she is a candidate for State Senate District 18. Kristen Elfine will be here. We'll wrap everything up. This should be our thing on the
Matt and Aaron on air. Weekday mornings at 10. This is News from the 7 WRC Media.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
What district you're in, who is running in your district, voter information. You find all of that at civicmedia.us/voter-guide. Also, myvote.wi.gov. If you have questions about voting absentee, which starts tomorrow, if you have questions about same-day registration, myvote.wi.gov is where you want to go for all of that information. Very, very happy to have our next guest back with us. He's a very busy man. You know him on all social medias as Mr. Global. Matt Randolph is back on the show. How are you doing, Matt?
Good job.
Really wonderful. Thank you. And thank you for being here. Matt Randolph has been working in the oil and gas industry for more than 30 years. He has the expertise and the facts to annoy pretty much everyone on all sides when they come forth with false information, which is one of the reasons why I love following you on Twitter. Matt, we're going to start with, someone commented on your feed, and I've never had so many likes before in my entire life. And all Calvin, play the clip first. Clip number one for Mr. Global, Matt Randolph.
Well, because that's not a thing.
Oh, it was so great. And all I said when I commented that was Ricky, 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 you've been schooled. And people just went crazy. So, first of all, respond to Ricky and explain to him why he is wrong.
Well, because he listens to politicians and people in the media. But, I mean, if you go around repeating the politicians, you're going to be wrong.
It was no problem.
That's just, you know. We're importing less oil than we have in about 30 years.
And you spark my imagination.
We just are. I don't know how else to say it. That's the reality of it.
I know. What's so great about your responses is you have all the charts, you have all the graphs, so when you respond to them, you have the evidence right behind you, and you can point everything out and explain the flaws in their flaws in your arguments, can you say?
Yeah. But the false things. So that's all. So,
It really does seem like you have a lot of fun with these people.
I do.
I'm sure. But that's why we wanted to have you back. would like to keep having you back because you have the facts, especially when it comes to oil and gas and historically what's happened in the country, what's, you know, all of these claims, as you said, that politicians, a lot of times on both sides, will say things that are incorrect. So one question I want to ask is, when is the last time we exported more oil than we imported? Back to like the 1960s?
That would be, actually, that would probably be pre-World War I.
Pre-World War I.
Yes.
The last time we exported more oil than we imported.
Yes.
Because everyone likes to claim now that the U.S. was energy independent under Donald Trump. We were completely energy independent. Can you talk about that a little bit?
So, you know, a lot of the disagreements around energy independence are rooted in disagreements in the definition of energy independence. And so the definition that I use, since this is a political talking point, is I use the definition that EIA uses, which is also the definition the Trump administration used when he was in office. So when Donald Trump left office, so the definition that most generally accept it has nothing to do with energy. It's the fact that you just produce more energy than you consume. That's the definition. So when Donald Trump left office, we were producing more energy than we were consuming by 1 quadrillion BTU. So we produced 1 more quadrillion BTU in 2019 and 2020 than we consumed. Now, we produce more than 9 quadrillion BTU more than we use. So we're 9 times more energy independent today than we were in
But I thought the Biden administration has ruined, you know, they shut down all our pipelines and we have no more oil and everything is terrible. And that's, that doesn't seem to be happening.
Yeah, well, the thing is that your pipelines don't actually use oil no more than a truck or a train does. It just moves in so when I get the argument, what about the I would, you know, my report is that would be more energy we're consuming, not more energy we're producing, and it's not even American energy, it's not U.S. energy, it's Canadian, right? It's an import, and you hate imports, and you're fine about us not getting an additional import, like, if this is very basic for media stuff, right? But this is the world we live in today, so.
If you're just joining us, Matt Randolph is our guest. He is known as Mr. Global across all the social medias.
What's really frustrating is that I've learned so much since meeting you, watching the movie, and learning about this, and just the simplicity of it. Like, it's like the economy, you think the economy is this gigantic thing that you just couldn't possibly understand until you just look at some very simple numbers that are put out by the government, and you give information to us saying, this is what we're making, this is what we're exporting, this is what we're doing. But everyone wants to treat it like it's this conspiracy theory, like we're holding on to all the oil until we need it, and then there's going to be $1 million a barrel. That, you know, it's so much more simple. I can't imagine what it's like just to operate in your daily life, doing what you're doing. I feel like a woman. And people are like, well, what do you do in this situation? It's like, well, I'm just going to get some gas and oil. That's what I do. Like, it's not as complicated as you're making it sound, Ricky.
It's not. It's not at all. And one thing that I thought was really cool, because I've been telling this story and we've talked about it on your show. Yep. And now that Mark Cuban and Stephanie Liz Cheney and all of these people are following X. Now you have Mark Cuban coming out and telling the story about the OPEC 2020 bill, which when it was coming from me meant nothing because I don't have a platform.
Right.
And so Mark Cuban comes out and he's like, hey, I read somewhere, which that's not true. You didn't read somewhere. You reposted my video. Don't he just doesn't want to say he wanted on a private jet. It'll lose some credibility, right? But the point is, people with larger platforms are now repeating the message that I've been putting out. And I don't mind that people are hearing it from me. I just want people to hear it. So that was really cool because that story is becoming bigger and bigger.
First of all, you might have missed you the last time you were on, and we talked about Trump's 2020 OPEC deal. Can you recap that for us, please?
Yeah, that's the deal. Donald Trump went to OPEC and negotiated a two-year, 10% production cut to global oil production via OPEC and OPEC Plus, so Saudi Arabia and Russia mostly. And this deal lasted 18 months. To the Biden administration, and that is what caused high oil. The vaccines rolled out, everyone started driving again, everyone went back to work, and we were stuck under this production cut, and that caused the high oil and gas prices. And, you know, the moment that deal ended, which is May 1st of 2022, that's when gas prices started dropping. That's when inflation started dropping in the United States and globally. You've probably seen the videos where I highlight the time frames where OPEC 2020 was at.
Yep.
And everything started coming back to normal the moment that deal ended. And when Joe Biden went to OPEC and asked them to increase oil production, and everyone on the right was giving him so much grief about it, he was literally asking them to undo what Donald Trump did. And so, you know, but that
It seems counterintuitive that a sitting president would approach oil-producing countries and ask them to reduce their output. What would be the possible motivation for something like that?
Well, you know, it was during COVID and oil and I have no issue with him going to those countries and trying to do a deal. The problem is he cemented a two-year deal. Like, that's not how OPEC operates. OPEC does things 90 days in a time. They adjust production. They come back 90 days later. They assess the market. And they determine if they leave production levels there, if they increase them or they decrease them. And the whole point of that is to keep the market balanced. You never do a two-year deal on global oil production. That's just insane.
Country and community.
And I think they got his blessing from WRCO FM 100.9. When that deal was over, Saudi Aramco was the richest corporation that had ever existed in the world. And that's what Saudi Arabia got out of that.
That seemed to work out well for them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's and somewhere in there, Jared Kushner got his $2 billion.
I'm like, oh, that's right.
I can't really tie all that together. I just know it's a thing.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, you know.
Yeah.
And that, you know, I want to reiterate the point that I brought up the first time you were here, which is whenever, and I'm very guilty of this, is don't blame the person in the office right at that point. Who made the deal that's affecting the gas prices?
We're going to continue our conversation with Mr. Global, Matt Randolph. Stay with us. You are listening to the vast statewide, countrywide, global civic media radio network. We'll be right back.
Spend my dollar parked in a
in a jail cell and you can't afford bail and someone offers you a way out. Just plead guilty and you can go home and kiss your kids goodnight. What do you do? What thousands have, you plead guilty whether you are or not. Cash bail makes poverty a crime. That's why the Bail Project helps those who can't afford it or fighting to end cash bail. Because freedom should be free.
Brought to you by the
Will you dress up for Halloween?
And what will you wear?
I'm not going to lie, I'm a lazy Halloween.
crazy Halloweener.
I just wore a football jersey and called it a prisoner costume.
And it goes on over your other clothes. So I'll probably put that on when I take trick-or-treaters. I was never a huge Halloween guy to begin with. Never a huge Halloweener.
Nightlight with Peach Wallet. Weekdays from 6 to 8. On your local Civic Media radio stations and on the Civic Media app. Dom Salvia Show.
And I heard the scientists say the other day that when a man votes for a woman, he actually transitions into a woman.
What yes, happens when a woman votes for a man?
Turns into a man.
Well, that's okay.
That's fine.
Yeah, because then she gets control of her body.
Oh.
I see that did there.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app.
Wisconsin's home for daily conversations about the state's latest headlines and stories.
Weekday mornings from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Out here in the middle of these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. That's how it feels when you're struggling with your mental health. But you don't have to feel alone. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Institute and the Angels.
WRCE.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Got a backwards Tennessee byway. One arm on.
Discover the taste of quality at Prem Meats, your go-to meat processing facility.
Good, good morning. Welcome back to Matt Mayer on air. Jane Matt Mayer, Greg Bach, Dr. Sly, coming to you from our new home, Radio Park, on the south side of Racine. You can always join us. You can call, you can text. The number is the same, 855-752-4842. Leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. After the 11:30 news, we're going to talk about an interesting conversation that CNN's Jake Tapper had yesterday. With the Speaker of the House, Moses Mike Johnson, on a subject that seemed to make the Speaker uncomfortable. And then we're going to wrap the show up at 11:51, as we always do, with This Shouldn't Be a Thing. Today's This Shouldn't Be a Thing, the French Fry Edition. So stay with us before that. Right now, though, we are delighted to be joined by Mr. Global. Matt Randolph is back on the show to talk all things oil and gas. He's been in the industry for more than 30 years. He owns his own company.
That's Robin at 608.
I want to talk about, and we have talked about this before when we've been on the show, but for people who haven't heard, Donald Trump says he wants to get oil down to $25 a barrel, and they're going to cut energy costs by 50%. And for consumers, that sounds just ducky. What would that actually mean?
Can help ease the burden of loss. Anyone can create a plan.
It would be a very quick
any stage in life. And you can make changes at any time. Pre-planning is free of charge at the Pratt Funeral Information Service. Please contact us to schedule a time to meet with a member of our staff to discuss your options and design your plan in person. We'll be glad you did.
Richland County Bank in downtown Richland Center has been a partner in creating opportunities for local people and businesses since 1881. That's a lot of different loans for a lot of different people in a lot of different circumstances, but all decided the same way. Buy local people at your local hometown independent bank, the Richland County Bank. See what a local bank can do for you. Richland County Bank, downtown Richland Center. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
They would control our gas prices completely at that point. So it would be a really bad thing. Honestly, I don't think it's even possible for him to do, but just the fact that he would say that is disturbing.
Well, and because when we were talking before the break about the 2020 OPEC deal, I mean, under Donald Trump, we lost oil rigs.
Yeah, in 2019, actually, we lost 30% of our capacity to drill after the crash in 2018. That occurred in 2019, and U.S. bankruptcies in the oil and gas sector increased by 50% before COVID.
Wow.
Because, you know, you got Saudi Arabia to flood the market with oil and granted Iran sanctions or waivers on their sanctions so they can continue to produce. That was an election thing. That was a 100% election. The bad part about it was he didn't even get the price lowered before the election. It didn't occur until a couple weeks after. So he completely missed the boat. But, 2019.
Matt Randolph, is our guest. He is known as Mr. Global on all the socials. I know you really stick very much to, well, you used to, you have stuck to oil and gas, but it seems like, Matt, you are getting pulled into politics now on some of these platforms, whether you want to be or not.
And I have no problem doing it. I try to base my opinions on the same way I do anything else, with facts and data. I try to leave emotion out of it and just look at the numbers. And that's what I base my opinions on. So I get told a lot when I get to the end of that stuff. It's far from easily, well, you should just stick with it.
Shut up and sing, man. But you've said too that you are an independent. You are an independent. You are not aligned to any one party, and you are also not, you haven't been purchased by any particular party to push messaging.
Yeah, I agree. To speak ill of a president and I turned it down and I kept all of the emails and I just be as transparent as possible. And I said, and it was $2,000 per video per platform. So I would have made about $6,000 per 1 minute video.
Wow.
To track to, you know, and there was no limit on the video, you know, that could have easily been $5,000. And I flat out refused to do it. And their response was, you just have to continue to say what you're already saying. And I said, if I'm just continuing to say what I'm already saying, why are you saying it? I don't know where the money's coming from. I don't want any part of it. I don't want any part of that. And I showed it to all of my friends. And a lot of people thought I was crazy for bringing down the money. But if you don't have, you know, as someone who is an industry expert, I can't be out here accepting payment for opinions. That's not how it works. Even the times when I've been an expert witness in cases, in court cases that involved injuries or other things that happened in the industry, I don't accept a fee. Because when you, I feel like when you accept a fee for that, then it can muddy up the waters and people can question whether you're being honest or whether you're just saying something because you're being paid to. So I don't accept money for my opinion on things regarding oil and gas. I'm certainly not going to accept money to disparage a candidate, no matter how much I like them or don't like them.
And it's also called integrity.
Yeah.
So good for you.
Yeah.
Good on you, Matt Randolph. Absolutely. We don't have a lot of time left. I want to talk to you about the chickens.
Yes.
How are the chickens? The wife went rummaging and she went thrifting and she came home with this ultra fancy chicken coop and now you have four chickens.
Yeah, it's a kid's playhouse. It looks like a little gingerbread house. She converted it to a chicken. Now we've got these chickens. We're down to three chickens.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, one of them has a bit of a problem with one of our schnauzers. But, that's a new thing. And I don't know how to deal with that.
We'll have to have you back to talk more
just
chickens.
About chickens. We'll just talk then, chickens next time.
And then Mr. Global's in the pocket of Big Chicken.
Big Egg. He's in the pocket of Big Eggs. Matt Randolph is Mr. Global. Follow him on all the socials. He will learn so much. Thank you so much for joining us, Matt. Really, really appreciate it.
Thank you, guys.
News is next. Keep it right here on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Barely a month old, and it could be the warmest on record in the U.S. It's very dry as well. 77% of the mainland U.S. is abnormally dry, and nearly half is officially in a drought. Minneapolis has less than an inch. It usually gets nearly 5 inches by this point in the season. Austin, Texas usually sees nearly 6 inches, but has received less than 1/10 of an inch.
ABC's Rhiannon Alley. Focusing on battleground states, Vice President Harris campaigned in Wisconsin, Michigan, and Pennsylvania, along with Republican Liz Cheney. Former Katie President Trump was in North Carolina. Washington Post watching polling shows the race continues to be tight in the battleground states, with the numbers within the various margins of error. Early voting underway in multiple states. Georgia's Secretary of State on Monday reported a record 1.5 million residents have already cast ballots. This is ABC News.
Her boyfriend Tom is laying on the horn.
Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Her daddy says he ain't worth a lick. When it comes to brains, he got the short end of the stick.
I'm Derek Chris.
But Katie's young and man, she just don't care. Parked in the very last they're too busy holding on to one another to even care about the show. Later on outside the tasty freeze,
and that's what you need to know.
Tommy slips
I'm Derek Fritz, and this is Civic Media News.
He says my high school
this
ring
is your
will
local
have
Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Her daddy says he ain't worth a lick.
After months of speculation, it's been confirmed that Succession's Jeremy Strong has been cast in the Bruce Springsteen biopic, Deliver Me From Nowhere. Strong will play Springsteen's manager, John Landau. The Emmy-winning actor is fresh off his appearance in The Apprentice as Roy Cohn. Deliver Me focuses on the time in Springsteen's career where he made his award-winning album, Nebraska. The Bears' Jeremy White has been cast as Boss. The album Nebraska was a bit of a departure as Springsteen's fame as a pop star was starting to skyrocket. The record is ranked 150 on Rolling Stone's 500 Greatest Albums Ever list. Esquire has called Nebraska one of the most honest and emotional albums in history. Fun fact, Jeremy Strong revealed that it's also his favorite Springsteen album. Deliver Me From Nowhere has an anticipated release sometime in 2025. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Peach Wabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
While me and Junior
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price, partly to mostly cloudy in the overnight with south winds. Temperatures in the lower 50s at daybreak. On Tuesday, just a couple of showers, especially the first half of the day. Clouds giving way to some clearing. High temperatures will warm to the middle 70s. Right now, it's 51.
My daddy said you wasn't worth a lick.
Vice President and Director of Marketing for Versity, Gretchen Jameson, is with us. When you donate blood, there's a couple of different products, if you will, that your blood can produce. There's whole blood. You can do platelets every 2 weeks. You can be a double red, which is what you do.
Me personally, whatever I can do to maximize my gift, as you'd say, is worth it.
You can go to Versity.org and look at all the different ways to donate and give.
To Matt Mayer on air, weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing, but it was an academic thing. Even all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
What's meant
at
to
age 30,
be
always I was
my
day way. If you're even considering getting your high school diploma,
FinishYourDiploma.org. That's FinishYourDiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Peach Wabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome from the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel entertainment reporter Chris Foran. It's Bob Odenkirk's birthday, so we'll discuss some of his best films and TV shows.
Nightlight with Peach Wabba. Weeknights from 6 to 8.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Come on in. Will you talk about heartaches? Where in the world you been?
Good morning. Welcome back to Matt Mayer on Air. Jay Matt Mayer, Greg Bach, Caliente on the board. Coming to you from our new home from Radio Memorial Park in Racine. You can always join us. You can call, you can text. The number is the same, 855-752-4842. Or leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and the platform that Jabba the Musk continues to activate. Ruin after the noon news. Todd Alba takes over from noon to 2 p.m. today, Todd, welcoming Dwayne Schutkowski. He is running for Assembly District 53 here in Wisconsin. That's the Nina area. And then later on in the show, Todd will have the former University of Wisconsin band director, Mike McCrone. So that should be a lot of fun and an interesting conversation. Coming up right after the new news here on Civic Media. Well, much like Jake Tapper, I really wish we didn't have to talk about this either. But it was kind of a thing over the weekend. At a rally in western Pennsylvania on Saturday night, spent 15 minutes talking about the late pro golfer Arnold Palmer, who was born in that town, the airport, as I understand it is named after that town, but you know, so this is where Arnold Palmer grew up, and so Trump shared stories about Arnold Palmer's life, and then wrapped it up. Candidate for President of the United States said, quote, Arnold Palmer was all man. This man was all strong and tough. And I refuse to say it, but when he took showers with the other men, they came out of there and they said, oh my God, that's unbelievable. So we have a clip from CNN's Jake Tapper yesterday talking to Speaker of the House Mike Johnson. Kevin, let's play that clip, please.
We'll go on down to Jackson. Go ahead and wreck your hell. Don't play your hand, you big dumb man. Make a fool of yourself. Yeah, go to Jackson. Go comb your hair.
Honey, I'm gonna snowball Jackson. When I breeze into that city, people gonna stoop and bow. All them women gonna make me teach them what they don't know how. I'm going to Jackson. You turn loose of my coat.
Okay, don't say it again.
Cause I'm going to Jackson.
Jake Tapper, if you say it again, it registers on my son's phone and an app we both use every time I happen to. This isn't. I didn't look at porn.
Now, Mike Johnson went on for another 2.5-3 minutes and said nothing.
Well, he held the party line. When you listen to the entire diatribe, it's nothing but lies, but it fits the GOP narrative. Kamala Harris is the worst person who ever walked the face of the earth. But it's just that thing of.
Answer the question.
Why is your candidate speaking on these topics? What does it bring you? How does it bring home the message that he's the right choice for America?
It doesn't.
No.
It actually continues to show that his fitness for this office is questionable.
Yes.
And yet, backtracking, the same washing. He didn't mean it. Or this is what he actually meant. Where's my Trump interpreter? Because they can't actually defend the man's own words, so they have to rework everything that he says.
Yeah, and the frustrating thing is that it works. The headlines in the papers, as you said, same washing, make it seem like, oh, you know, Trump addresses crowd and has, like, you know, makes weird statements. They don't say that he's a man who is clearly not with him.
She's afraid that I might
we have some detractors on the live stream today who don't like what we're talking about.
All right.
That's absolutely fine. She that is your opinion to him. But when Joe Biden with every gave a couple of speeches she dreams where he stuttered a little bit, made it seem like he wasn't all there, and in one debate, it took about 1-2 weeks.
Oh, God.
And
then he obsessed.
And just my t-shirt on. Because of his age, because of his inability to really handle
it. Even when her hair's messed up and her makeup's gone.
They're just not talking about the fact that this man is fun.
You can't hide.
As Cliff Stanley said,
you can't hide wonderful.
He's entrance exam because he has to do.
It
comes natural.
We have to talk about this. This is the one thing.
Right, right.
You cannot say to me with a smiling face and a clear conscience that this guy is totally with the best choice, the smartest guy.
Well,
the best one.
When Mike Johnson didn't respond to Jake Tapper, he started talking about, well, you know, at these rallies, he talks for 2 hours, and Joe Biden could never do that. Well, first and foremost, Donald Trump talks for 2 hours at these rallies because he rambles like no one else. And to have Mike Johnson accuse Kamala Harris of speaking in word salad is hilarious.
She is a lawyer.
I love the way
she's a trained lawyer. She knows precision. And also, she's giving stump speeches. That's what you do in an election. That's what a normal candidate would do during an election. They're stump speeches. They're talking about economy more than this. They're talking more about safety more than this. They're talking about economic policy as far as helping the poor. Like, she's of course not what she does, but that's
it's
what
a stump speech.
Yes. And Donald Trump, as I said to you, James, Mr. Mike Johnson, Speaker Johnson, him talking for 2 hours is not the flex you think it is.
Seriously.
People tune out, and they change their minds on the internet. I'm saying hundreds of thousands. I'm saying I am an article that's what people say. It just keeps on mean, and he was just too much. So, get yourself
Chippewa Falls listening on WABK on the text line. Why do people think Trump is funny? Think he's just cruel.
Yeah.
Oh. You're absolutely right, and the man does not have a sense of humor. His sense of humor is insults, is insulting other people. Yeah. That is his humor.
Yes, and if you don't like it, you're the problem. And then they'll love the reaction they get because someone's upset. It's mean. It's a bully. He's a bully.
He is a bully.
And he's surrounded by a bunch of bullies. It's that cartoon thing of a big dog with a little dog going, What are you doing today, boss? He is a bully, and these are, Speaker Johnson is one of them, his sycophants.
If you're just joining us, we're talking, and I would rather not have to address this, much like Jake Tapper.
Peter R. Palmer's family doesn't want us talking about this.
Well, his daughter has actually said in 2020 that her father had no patience for people who acted like they were so much better than other people. And he also did not respect anyone for that character. So, I don't know that his family is really happy about this.
No, I mean, this is embarrassing for everybody involved.
It should be. It should be embarrassing. You know who's not embarrassed? The Republican.
No. Well, Speaker Johnson.
The word, just don't say that word.
I don't have one.
Call it something else. Yeah, because Donald Trump alluded to the size of Arnold Palmer's manhood during a rally over the weekend in Pennsylvania. That's just love.
And Speaker Johnson is blown away that Jake Tapper wants to talk about this.
But that's how they react to any outrageous, horrific thing that Donald Trump says. I didn't read that. I'm very busy. I have other things to do.
I'm not in the Senate.
Oh, that's not right.
I'm not the president. I can't tell you my plans. Like, why can't all of you guys, why can't you just tell us about it? Like, that's the thing that I said. Well, Donald Trump has economic plan. What? Economic plan.
Fun in the rallies. He says things that are off the cuff. I'm telling you, I've been in those events. I've
have been in those arenas, and people have a great day. Mike Johnson.
Possibly the end of her campaign.
Who at the
Absolutely.
Barn?
Absolutely.
It's happening October 27th at Tiny Acre Farms
exactly.
in Muscadet.
855-752-4852.
From 1 to 4 p.m. Bring the entire family for a day filled with games, treats,
good morning,
spooky
Mark.
Surprises. It's the perfect way to celebrate Halloween in a safe and festive atmosphere. Tiny Acres Farms and local sponsors invite you to join them at Boo at the Barn, 26068 County Highway E, Muscadet. Don't forget your costume. We'll see you there.
Man Pod.
The Wisconsin Supper Club tradition has found new life at Tickapoo Creekside. From mouthwatering steaks and fresh seafood to a large salad bar and perfectly crafted old fashions, Tickapoo Creekside offers a truly exceptional dining experience. Choose from the menu or indulge in the chef's daily special. Dine inside or enjoy your meal outside in the fresh air. Visit Kickapoo Creekside at 827 West Kickapoo Street in Reedstown. Open Wednesdays through Saturdays at 4 p.m.
And
Sundays starting at 11. Come and taste the tradition.
It goes along with they laughed about Nancy
Plumbing
Pelosi's husband
being
attacked by a man with a hammer.
When your home
they were making jokes about wearing that as a Halloween costume.
Featuring 24-hour emergency service for plumbing,
and
heating,
so I think
and
that kind of
Gelenic Plumbing and Heating has
laughing
been a trusted
at that,
name
laughing
when
at
it comes
the swearing,
to helping you solve any
calling
plumbing,
our vice president
or
a swear word on
Gelenic
Saturday night.
Plumbing and Heating offering
24/7
service, reasonable rates, and we guarantee the job will be done right.
Gelenic
Plumbing and Heating, 649-7916.
Abandon former norms.
Because you're showing them the light, and light the best
and
is
behind me there's a heavy load. It's gotta be in Denver before dawn.
All right, we're gonna move on. One more segment
Sometimes
to go. This shouldn't be a thing. French Fry Edition.
See that big old
Stay with us. You're listening to Matt Nair on air, coming to you on the Civic Media Radio.
What's this kind of life worth losing? All the left behind ain't pretty here. Keep jamming them beers for as long as I'm here. Another million miles ain't no big deal. Hey, I'll give up driving this truck when they pry my stone cold fingers from the wheel. Think about the times away from home. And do the
You're
children
listening
know
to News
how
Center, WRC.
No one but I've missed.
The Todd Allbaugh Show.
Minority Rule. The author is Ari Berman.
If you look back at Wisconsin history, it gave rise to Social Security and unemployment insurance and collective bargaining. It really personified the idea that no matter what political party you were with, government should work for the common good. And Walker had a very different idea that government should work for this conservative elite instead.
The Todd Allbaugh Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Tom Salvia Show.
Donald Trump is in Princeton, Michigan. My birthday. And he insulted Detroit.
Our whole country will end up being like Detroit if she's your president.
You're in Detroit, man.
I would tell you, sir. We would only be so lucky if we had the mentality of people trying to do better for their cities. For small businesses moving in. There's a renaissance going on in the city of Detroit.
The Tom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app.
Sometimes as dads, we think we're too hard on ourselves. We get down on ourselves on not being able to, you know, we're the providers. We also have to learn to take care of ourselves. Wrap it away, you got to pray for yourself as well as for everybody else. Never forget yourself. Self-love made me a better dad because I realized my worth.
Never stop me. Find out more at fatherdig.com.
Got on board a westbound 7.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app stream? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us. It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
Same. News from the Center, WRCE.
California.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
I've often heard that kind of talk before.
On the board, coming to you from our new home, Radio Park, here in Racine, Wisconsin. You can always join us if you call. You can text at 855-752-4842. Leave comments on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. Texter from WISS listening in Oshkosh. I was listening to the show on air. What is Matt's last name? His name is Matt Randall. If you're talking about Mr. Global, who was our guest from 11 to 11:30, Matt Randall is Mr. Global all over on the socials. I believe on Twitter he's Mr. Global T-O-O.
On Twitter he's actually his name is Matthew Kenwright.
On Twitter, I'm sorry, I've been thinking about TikTok.
Yeah.
He's Mr. Global too, because there are some copycats out there.
On TikTok, there are people. You want to look for the guy who's got about 550,000 followers, 17 million likes. That's him. And the moment you like Mr. Global, all the Mr. Global copycats will follow you.
Oh.
And you'll think, oh, he's fucking up.
Make sure you watch. Make sure you're checking out the real Mr. Global. Who really knows? Who really knows this stuff?
We did get a text message from congressional candidate Dr. Kristen Lilley.
And I offered, but don't know which one to take.
She goes, are we talking body parts, Patrick? We'll have you come back and talk about body parts. We're good. We're fine.
Yes, we're fine. We're fine on the show using the actual terms for the body parts. We're kind of okay with that here. We're, I don't know, adults.
Yeah. You don't have to say that word again. Mike Johnson sounds like Mike. You don't have to say that word again.
California.
Just a couple of words. I shouldn't have said that either. All right, let's move on. It is 11:53. That means it is time for...
This shouldn't be California.
If you ever have a thing that should not be, send it into Greg at Jane Says at civicmedia.us, J-A-N-E-S-A-Y-S, at civicmedia.us. It can be anything. The world of politics, the world of nature, the world of fashion, real estate, wide open for you. If you have something that shouldn't be a thing, send it in to Jane Says, J-A-N-E-S-A-Y-S, at civicmedia.us. Donald Trump, of course, was in Pennsylvania over the weekend after that rally. On Saturday, yesterday, they closed down a McDonald's for him and pre-screened people to come up to the drive-thru and let him give them fries.
Yeah, he has been, so this whole notion, I guess, if I'm not mistaken, Kamala Harris said something about working at McDonald's.
She worked at a McDonald's when she was in college, right, Kelly?
Yeah, I believe that's true.
And Donald Trump is just completely she didn't.
Yeah, he claims she never worked there because it wasn't on her resume when she applied for a job, for her first legal job. I worked at A&W in high school. I didn't put that on my resume when I applied for my first radio job.
I'd like to make a confession today. Luke Mathers will be listening. He's the one who interviewed me for this job. I worked as a dishwasher at Michael's Italian restaurant on Sunset Drive.
Well, that just makes me
really? Does that mean that Donald Trump's going to show the Michael's in the kitchen washing dishes? Listen, he became obsessed with his McDonald's thing.
Yeah. Okay, Calvin, what do you think about this?
Well, I guess, and it makes sense considering he's presidential, but I didn't realize that the people in the drive-thru were screening things. So I've seen people like laughing at all on TikTok, like, oh my God, something Kamala Harris would never do. Trump is amazing. He's a working man, showing, and it's like, and then they had like an Indian man drive up, and it's like, this Indian man's not voting for Kamala Harris, and it's like, he was saying
sure there's a couple, and if you pre-screen people...
Well, yeah. As you said, Calvin, there have been several attempts on his life. They are not going to let just any random person pull up to the window that he's standing at. That's not going to happen.
No, but his obsession with this whole McDonald's thing, and then to do this... And I remember I saw the video of the Indian man who was just heaping praises on Donald Trump. And then when I found out that not only was it pre-screened, but it was closed.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, they closed it down for him. Pre-screened all the drive-up people. That's what he does. That you don't think he would actually do that. And besides, he wasn't wearing a hairnet, which is a whole other thing I could go off on. That should not be a thing.
He should have been in a total uniform, actually. He was in a suit, and he had a little tapering on. Yeah, he should have been in the full thing.
Well, Calvin, now you can go back on TikTok and clarify for those folks that this was a completely staged event. And also, he wanted free fries, I'm sure. I would ask for free fries.
I'll take these fries and they'll offer me the best fries. They match my hair color.
Andrew and Maine on the live stream. Jane, can you provide a name tag for your A&W days, a paycheck stub? How are we supposed to be your fries? You caught me, Andrew. You caught me. All right. That is it for today's episode of... Thank you, Greg and Calvin. All of our engineers have been working like crazy to get this place ready. And everyone else across Civic Media, thank you so much. Without you, nothing works. And thank you most of all for calling and for texting and for listening. It means the world. I hope you find some joy today and you have the chance to share it. News is next, followed by Todd Alba. So keep it right here on the statewide, countrywide, global Civic Media Radio Network. We'll see you tomorrow. Just talk to me. We ain't strangers in your
This is News from the Center, WRCE. Todd Alba.
Hey everybody, join us next time, Tuesday Tangent, with the very own Luke Mathers, and also talk about the first day of in-person voting in Wisconsin. Be with us.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays noon till 2.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon. Yeah.
together. We're twin studs, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world. We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we busted out to the cloud and drift this hotel, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk, ride sober, sober. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at ZeroToWisconsin.com. WisconsinTLT.
Stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE, 107.7 FM, W299 CD.